Hello, and you're listening to the Shanghai Experience. Hello, and welcome back to the Shanghai Experience, where I talk with individuals across the vast city of Shanghai about their stories and aspirations. Today, my guest is Abu. She has lived in China for 6 years, but has lived across the world, and she's a sophomore at the Shanghai American School. Agu, welcome.
Hello.
To start us off, can you introduce yourself a little bit more? You know, just.
Well, my name is Agustina, my full name. People call me Agu. I was born in Chile, but I've only lived there for like 5 years, so I don't really recall. And then after that, I moved in Paraguay, where I spent most of my childhood, where my family was and everything, and then I got the opportunity to come here.
Nice. So where in Chile were you born?
In Santiago, the capital.
Do you have any memories from Santiago?
I do, actually. I used to go ski there a lot.
Ski?
Yeah.
Really?
There's like a mountain really near.
Do you still ski or?
I snowboard now.
You snowboard? Yeah. What about Paraguay? We're in Paraguay, and then?
Also the capital, Asunción, which I must admit is not like the funnest place to be.
Mm-hmm.
But my family was there, so that made it good.
Yeah. Do you have any memories there?
Oh, definitely. That's where like everything happened. My family, pool, beach, everything.
What's your favorite memory by far?
Road tripping to Brazil.
Road tripping to Brazil. How long was that?
Like the hours?
Yeah.
Like over a day.
Over a day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, so where has been your favorite place to live? You know, you've lived in all of these places, Chile, Paraguay, now China. You know, where has been your favorite and why?
Well, definitely China, because obviously teenage years just tend to be a little bit better than everything else.
Of course. Is there anything specific, like the food here, the people?
Or... Well, definitely the people. I love the school in general.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura, you're just... You know, you make my life here just so much better.
So what makes Shanghai so special and like different than any other city to you? You know, like
how big it is.
How big?
The transportation is like really easy. There's always something to do. Like you never get bored of being here.
True.
Every time you go downtown, there's like a new street you go to that you've never seen before.
That is very true. I mean, for me personally, like along with what you said, the WeChat Pay. That's like pretty
WeChat
dope.
Pay.
Just pull up a QR code and then you can just pay for whatever you want instead of, you know, having cash or anything else.
Sometimes like I imagine going back to like South America and just imagining how I would pay for my like things now. I don't understand, like I do understand obviously,
but
I don't know, I wouldn't just like pull out cash. Like I don't imagine myself doing that or like having a credit card now.
That's true. Oh, of course. So, you know, besides all that, what do you enjoy as a hobby? You know, what do you enjoy to do in your free time?
Well, other than sleep, I like baking, but I just happen to be terrible at it.
I mean, you're getting better by any chance?
Yeah, I'll just make you try some of my burnt cupcakes when you tell me.
What do you bake? Just
everything. I feel like baking's like cakes, brownies, all those goodies.
How long have you been doing that for?
Sounds a little kid, you know, when you're like a kid and they have like the mixing thing, and then after you have the batter, you just like lick that off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like, that's like one of my like best memories.
My parents and my family would always like get annoyed because like they were trying to bake, and then I just wanted the batter, you know.
Oh, yeah,
especially cookies.
It's like cookie dough.
I love cookie dough. So you do all of that, you know, and you're like busy with school and everything. What motivates you with like all those things you do?
My future motivates me. Like, I want to be happy. I want to live large just like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
That keeps me going.
Okay. Where do you, you know, you've lived all across the world, so you've like seen a bit of everything basically. And you've probably traveled across the world as well. So like, where do you see yourself? Where do you want to live specifically right now? Which part of the world?
Okay, so currently I'm pretty happy here. If you're talking about like college living, West Coast, US, Cali, that's kind of where I'm aiming for. And when I'm like, you know, a grown woman, I don't know, Canada kind of calls my name.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, going back to like you living in Chile and Paraguay, I don't know much about the weather there.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's really hot.
How's the climate?
Really, really hot.
But then you can go skiing. And
oh, in Chile, yeah. Because like, you know how Chile is like super long?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you go like north. Like,
oh, no.
Not north, but south.
South. And then, oh, yeah. That's pretty dope. So if you go to Canada, though, you're going to be facing like a lot of cold and like snow.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love the snow. That's like, I'm so bummed that we never get snow
in Shanghai. Yeah, that's true. I mean, in America, I'm used to like, you know, so much snow. Waking up and it's just, there's a blizzard. And I'm just so happy. But, you know, the weather's still nice here.
I'm so jealous. Like, I've never lived in a place where it like snows like consistently.
Yeah, that's true. So like, what do you want to do for your future? What are your aspirations? You know, what do you want to study specifically? You already said that you want to be in the West Coast, but what would you like to study?
Well, I have two options: med school, like dermatology and everything. Mm-hmm. If my bio teacher doesn't fail me, but if that doesn't work out, law definitely calls my name.
Okay. Yeah. And then you'd prefer to be on the West Coast to study?
Yeah, just because like it's kind of perfect. You know, you drive down to the beach and you have a beach, and then you drive up to the mountain and you can like ski.
That's true.
So it's like a perfect balance. Rather, like if you go East Coast, it's just like winter's freezing the whole time. And obviously, like,
not the
best East Coasters, but
I mean, it's
your
also
beaches are, except if you like live in Florida. That's okay.
I mean, both places are beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, Agu, thank you for going on to the show.
You are most welcome, Laura.